Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 24, Mbombela 28, and Polokwane high of 29 degrees.
Frenita, I'm very sorry. I know. She says the traffic on the N1 South is at a standstill just after Rigel, all the way past the R21 interchange through to John Foster. There's currently about an hour's delay there.
In your sport, Mamelodi Sundowns brace for a tough first leg against Tunisian giants Esperance in the African Champions League semi-finals and world number one Igas Vitek through to the quarters of the Stuttgart Open.
Six suspects accused of killing Kaiser Chiefs soccer player Luke Fleurs are expected back in court today.
The test that the docket needs to pass was that of prospects of a successful prosecution. So with the evidence at our disposal, we are sure that it has passed the test.
The National Prosecuting Authority's Pindim Jonandwane says they are ready should the suspects apply for bail in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court today. The charges against them include murder and defeating the ends of justice. The 24-year-old Fleurs was shot during a hijacking at a filling station in Honeydew earlier this month. His car was found days later, stripped of some of its parts. In the Specialised Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge, a bail ruling is expected in the case of a former KPMG bursary specialist accused of swindling over 16 million rand in bursary funds from the auditing firm. Fidelis Muemia and two others face charges of money laundering and fraud. State Prosecutor Valencia Dube read the bank's affidavit to the court yesterday, in which it emerged the flamboyant socialite allegedly lied to his current employer, Nedbank.
The bank has noted that the staff member has failed to disclose that he had been dismissed by his previous employer, KPMG. Instead, in his CV submitted to Nedbank, it is stated that he had resigned from KPMG in March 2023.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on the African Union to intensify its efforts in bringing peace to Sudan amid a humanitarian crisis. The country this week marked 1 year since the civil war started. Ramaphosa led a delegation to neighbouring South Sudan, where International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor delivered the message on behalf of the president in Juba yesterday.
South Africa is deeply concerned about the ongoing conflict and humanitarian catastrophe in Sudan, which is also affecting other countries in the region.
Looking at international news, Brent crude oil has climbed by more than 2% already this morning as tension mounts in the Middle East after Israel's air attack on Iran and now also Syria since the early hours. Oil trading at $88.88 per barrel of Brent crude. This while the rand has taken a tumble against the US dollar, with traders fleeing to traditional safe haven markets while the geopolitical uncertainty continues. A dollar trading at 19 rand 25. U.S. media reports that Israeli strikes targeted a Syrian army position in the country's south, hours after Israel had carried out hits on its arch rival, Iran. Meanwhile, Iran had closed its airspace, causing flight disruptions in the region. The Iranian government has not yet confirmed the damage or any injuries during this morning's attack. More on at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And in New Zealand, a ram has been blamed for the deaths of an elderly couple in a farm paddock in West Auckland. The bodies of the couple in their 80s were discovered, with the ram also still in the enclosure. Another man who was injured told officers the ram stormed them. Police then shot and killed the ram. I'm Gerda de Susan in your WIF. Nies, 6 verdachtes terug in die hof vir die moord op Luke Fleurs.
Now time for you to win that 50 grand, right, for our secret sound competition. What makes this sound?
Ah.
If you have any idea and you want to play, SMS me first with secret with your name to 37942. Brought to you by OUTsurance.
Real savings, real benefits. Here's what real clients say about OUTsurance.
My name is Alan. I'm 71 years of age and I live in Douglasdale. I'm paying 554 rand a month for my 2022 Nissan Magnite.
Want a car insurance premium that'll blow your mind? SMS OUT to 30689 for a quote.